Bienvenue, les amis. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
We have an elementary lesson today.
That's right. About Roland Garros.
The French Open. Mm-hmm. How do you say it in French?
Roland Garros. I'm so chuffed about it, Erica. It's my favorite sport.
Is it really?
It is.
Cool. You're going to have fun talking about it later.
I will.
Now, in the dialogue, we have a couple watching it.
Yeah. They're lucky. They've got tickets.
And it sounds like one of them isn't as much into tennis as maybe the other one is.
No, it's not sharing my point of view on tennis.
All right. What is one of the things that we're going to hear?
Ça veut dire.
Which means that means.
That's right, yeah.
Ça veut dire.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it one more time?
Ça veut dire.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times. We'll be right back afterwards to tell you all the stuff that went down.
Dialogue first time.
The hall comes. Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Dialogue, second time.
The hall comes. Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Dialogue, third time.
The hall comes. Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
All right, first let's see the translation.
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
I don't understand how you can like tennis.
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
I don't understand how you can like tennis.
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis. Chut, tais-toi. Ce point est important.
Shh, be quiet. This point is important.
Chut, tais-toi. Ce point est important.
Shh, quiet. This point is important.
Chut, tais-toi. Ce point est important. Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici depuis 3 heures?
Really? What am I doing here for 3 hours?
Vraiment? Qu'est-ce que je fais ici depuis 3 heures?
Seriously, what have I been doing here for 3 hours?
Vraiment? Qu'est-ce que je fais ici depuis 3 heures? C'est bientôt fini. C'est la balle de match.
It's almost finished. It's the match point.
C'est bientôt fini. C'est la balle de match.
It's almost over. It's the match point now.
C'est bientôt fini. C'est la balle de match. La quoi?
What?
La quoi?
The what?
La quoi? Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
That means that the little cutie is going to win.
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
That means that the hot guy is going to win.
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
All right, can you say the first sentence?
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Let's start at the end of the sentence. First, we have the sport.
Le tennis.
So it's masculine.
Mm-hmm. Le tennis. aimer le tennis.
To like tennis.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, how can you like something?
Comment tu peux aimer le tennis?
So, peut is the verb pouvoir.
Right.
Which is can or to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
With tu form. Now, how do you say I don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas.
It's an important thing to know how to say.
It's a very useful sentence, yeah.
Okay, so can you say the whole sentence again?
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Okay, now we have a really great expression here to tell someone to be quiet.
Tais-toi.
Tais-toi.
Mm-hmm.
The verb here is actually se taire.
Se taire.
Which means to be quiet.
Right.
It's a reflexive verb.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to say it to somebody else, you say tais-toi.
Right, yeah.
If you know the person.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should only say this to someone you know.
It's
not very polite to say it.
Just say shht.
Yeah, shht. And why? Why does he have to be quiet?
Ce point est important.
This point is important.
Yeah.
So we have points.
Point.
Is that used for all sports?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a masculine noun, so if you want to say this point, you say...
Ce point.
Ce point. Now he's wondering what the heck he's doing here. So he says what?
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici?
Okay, so the vraiment means really.
Yeah.
In this context, it means like, seriously, come on. Vraiment. Qu'est-ce que je fais ici? What in the heck am I doing here? So the verb is faire.
Right, yeah.
And then we have je fais, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Qu'est-ce que je fais? And then the word for here.
Ici.
Okay. Now let's look at this next part.
Depuis 3 heures.
For 3 hours. Now, the word depuis means for a duration.
Yeah.
There's another way to say for a duration. This one you use when you're saying you're still doing it.
That's right.
In English, we would use the I have been structure. What have I been doing here for 3 hours?
That's right. Exactly.
But in French, to say I have been doing, you just use the present.
Present.
Je fais.
Je fais. That's right.
So, qu'est-ce que je fais ici depuis 3 heures?
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours. Give us some more examples of the word depuis. Give us like 3 sentences.
Je suis à la maison depuis 10 minutes.
I've been at home for 10 minutes.
J'habite à Paris depuis 3 ans.
I have lived in Paris for 3 years.
J'étudie le français depuis une semaine.
I've been studying French for 1 week.
That's right.
And if that's true about you, then you're doing a pretty darn good job.
Mm-hmm.
To already be at the elementary level. Fantastic.
Fast.
C'est merveilleux. So then what did she say?
C'est bientôt fini.
It's almost over. Just chill.
Yeah.
So here we have bientôt. Here it means almost.
Yeah.
So c'est bientôt fini means it's almost over.
So be quiet.
Yeah, so just tais-toi. What does it's almost finished mean in tennis?
C'est la balle de match.
Okay, so I'm going to let you explain that because I have no idea what that means.
Right, so in tennis, when it's the last ball, it's called match point.
Okay.
Because if you win the point, you win the match, you win the game.
Okay, and so in French it's...
La balle de match.
Okay, well I just learned something in French and English. He's something like me, he has no idea what that means, so he says what?
La quoi?
What? La quoi?
What are you talking about?
So then she's got to, you know, translate it in language he understands.
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Let's start at the beginning.
Ça veut dire.
That means.
Right. Yeah.
This is a great phrase to learn. Ça veut dire.
Very useful.
How do you say what does that mean?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? And we have qu'est-ce que earlier. What am I doing here? Qu'est-ce que je fais ici? What does that mean?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
So what does it mean?
Le petit mignon va gagner.
What is this noun?
Le petit mignon.
Which means the little cute.
The little sweetie.
But it's a common expression in French, right?
Yeah. You can say from someone, he's mignon.
Uh-huh.
He's cute, he's sweet.
Le petit mignon.
That's nice to say that, very nice.
The hot one. And so it's going to win.
Va gagner.
Okay, and gagner means to win.
Right.
Now, say the whole sentence again.
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Okay. Now, pay attention to this, because in English, we could say that means the little cutie is going to win, or that means that the little cutie is going to win. The that is optional. In French, it's not. You have to say the que. So, you say...
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
45. Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Dialogue, second time.
45.
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Dialogue, third time.
45.
Je ne comprends pas comment tu peux aimer le tennis.
Chut, tais-toi, ce point est important.
Vraiment, qu'est-ce que je fais ici? Depuis 3 heures.
C'est bientôt fini, c'est la balle de match.
La quoi?
Ça veut dire que le petit mignon va gagner.
Now the dialogue's over. We've been waiting for you depuis around 1 minute. And now we're back. And Henri can't wait to talk about the French Open.
Called Roland Garros as well.
Okay, can you say that word again?
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Yeah, but I feel like listeners know it as the French Open.
Yeah, but in France, everyone calls it that, right?
Yeah, Roland Garros.
In fact, I heard it many times. I had no idea that they were referring to the French Open. It's in Paris, right?
It's in Paris.
So yeah. Who is Roland Garros?
Basically, Roland Garros is an aviator from the First World War, and they just gave the name to the stadium.
Okay.
Just to commemorate his name, although it has nothing to do with tennis. The French Open is one of the main 4 tournaments in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's played on clay.
On clay?
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's different from the other major tournaments like Wimbledon or the Australian Open.
Is that harder?
The thing is, it's makes the games longer.
Oh.
So it's no surprise that it takes 3 hours. They can honestly last for ages, sometimes 5 hours. We're very proud of it in France because all the best players come from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're all here in Paris for that event.
Okay, before we go, let's do a little review.
Comment tu peux aimer?
How can you like, in this case,
le tennis?
Okay. How do you say be quiet?
Tais-toi. Oh, chut. Tais-toi.
Right. How do you say 4 3 hours in the sense like I've lived here, I've been doing this for 3 hours?
Depuis 3 heures. Mm-hmm. And we also learned ça veut dire.
Which means that means.
That's right, yeah.
And qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does it mean?
And then we learned also how to say a little cutie, a hot little guy.
Uh-huh. You like this one?
Yeah.
Le petit mignon.
All right, well, that's the end of our lesson today. If you have any questions at all, come to Frenchpod.com and you can ask us.
Yeah. If you have anything to ask about Roland Garros, I'll be pleased to
I think Henri will talk about it. He'll love to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening.
Salut.
Au revoir.